Welcome to Noosa's podcast, Kids Talk, You Listen. Today's episode is recorded by the wonderful James and Hafisa. Enjoy, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Kids Talk, You Listen. And today on the podcast, we'll be talking to teachers about their experiences here.
Today, we are going to be joined by Mr. Henry. Hi, Mr. Henry. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Michael Henry, and I'm a pastoral support manager at Nottingham University Sandwith Academy. Sorry.
It's okay. So what does a day look like for you with your role?
Busy, exciting. I kind of picture it like it's a bit of a roller coaster with a lot of loops. That's the best way I can describe it. However, always ending on a high.
So with that roller coaster, would you say it's a slow roller coaster where it's boring, or would you say it's fast and it's always different?
It's the fastest roller coaster you'll ever be on.
Yeah.
Exciting, yeah.
Yeah, I think whenever I see any of the pastoral support managers, you're always like running around.
Literally, yeah. Like the soles of my shoes are worn out daily. Yeah, I'm like Sonic. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. I was seeing Mr. Byfield this morning.
Yeah.
And he was at reception, I was coming in, and his shoes broke. And he was saying, I need to find Dale.
Yeah,
that's a super
prime example. Yeah, we've got a glue gun in our room. That's how bad it is. So, yeah.
So, how did you get into this role?
Okay, so there's a role at the school, pastoral support manager role. I applied for it. I've been wanting to work in the school for a long time. I was in IT before that, and enjoyed that. I was in IT for many years, but I've done a lot of sporting programs for kids and youths outside of school. So I used to take my summer out and do basketball camps here in the UK and other places in Europe as well. And I've just always wanted to work with kids. It's been a massive passion of mine.
So what was your education like? So talk us through like what you did and like you did it.
Is that from school or from...
Yeah.
So
from where we are.
From school, GCSEs were okay. There wasn't the best. In terms of like schooling academically, I wasn't amazing, but I focused a lot on my sport. And then I went to college and done an apprenticeship in sport. So I was doing basketball coaching in various different schools, and also playing at academy level as well for my senior team in Nottingham. And then I went on to work. So I worked in IT for a long time, but I also done a business and IT university course as well, the Montpellier University. And I passed that, continued down that path, but felt like it wasn't for me. So I had a change of heart quite early on, actually. In terms of career, like I knew exactly what I wanted to do from the beginning, but I got sidelined to going into IT because I was just good at it at the time.
So,
yeah.
So what made you want to do for being a pastoral support manager?
Just a hands-on approach with pupils. So being able to be myself and not feel like I've got too much constraints, and have an impact on kids. So at school, I was bullied from year 7 to year 8. And then I started playing basketball year 9 and things started to change quite a bit. Got a lot more confident, believed in myself quite a bit. And I felt like I never really wanted anyone to go through that really myself. Like it was, you know, it's quite difficult. Yeah. School's quite difficult, you know, and I think you need to have a positive impact on a lot of you right now, like in the world, so much going on. So I think, definitely being in school is like the right thing.
Right, so why here? Why specifically here?
Amazing Noosa.
Yeah. Why did you want to come here?
This is for me, like the area, like that we're in. It's massive. It's big. So you have so many different backgrounds in this area. So it's not predominantly one background. You have so many different ethnicities.
Yeah, I that
is
that,
that is one word that I struggle with even now. As a yes, thank you so much. Yes, you can both do it. Like, how embarrassing is that for me? Hey, look at that. So many different backgrounds, and I just think I just want to basically unite everyone. Like, I think it's so important. As you know, a black male teacher myself, or black support staff, I want to feel like empowerment for every race, every culture to come together. And I feel like Noosa's definitely got that. So many different backgrounds come together and everyone working well. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so leading on from that question, what is your funniest moment from working here?
So my funniest moment will be playing handball with the year 11s that just recently left, as you know. I remember I was running back on defence to stop a player from scoring, and I pulled my hamstring. Miss Miley knows all about that. And I got walked off. And then at the end of the handball game, I said I'd hobble up. I said I'll hobble up to my room. I don't need any help. But Mr. Fleming and Mr. Townsend were adamant that they wanted to help. Mr. Townsend said he was trained on a specific chair to help take me upstairs. So I said, okay, I put my trust in him. No word of a lie, we got to the bridge. So he tipped me over backwards.
Yeah.
And I saw my life before me. And all he kept saying was like, don't worry, I'm trained. And I was like, okay. By this point, everyone's seen it. Year 11s are laughing, like, people are, yeah. He started pushing me on the bridge. Obviously, it's very rigid, so I was just, like, bumping up and down like crazy. And, yeah, it was... I would say it's mostly my most embarrassing moment, actually.
Yeah.
But funniest as well to everyone else, I'd say. So, yeah.
It wasn't as embarrassing as the shirt he was wearing, but we move on from there.
Well, certainly.
That proud Liverpool shirt I was wearing. Don't worry about that. It's okay. Yeah, I'm Liverpool FC, everybody.
You'll never walk alone.
You never walk alone. Yes. See, we've got fans here, miss. We've got fans.
So where do you see yourself in the future and professionally within your role here at Noosa?
So me personally, I see it expanding even more. Like, I want to feel like I've got a lot more, I'm making a lot more of an impact in my role.
Yeah.
And working with the rest of my peers in a positive way. So I feel like I've been here for a year and a half and I feel so comfortable and everyone's been so welcoming. But I also feel like I've got to make sure that I'm doing the right thing to support everyone and just continue that path to making like a Noosa amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really, everything that I do now, I love it and I enjoy it. But I want to make sure that I'm having even more of a positive impact on yourselves.
Would you ever become like a head of year or something? Something
like your thing? Hey, you know, like that would be awesome. Like one day. Like I think for me, it's a sky's the limit kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I never like to say I'm going to do this one thing. Yeah. I always like to keep all my options open and say, do you know what? There's many things I can do.
Yeah.
So many things happen day to day and I think things change constantly. So never sell myself short to one path, like make sure I've got many roads open.
That's it. If there's a message, right, so we're going to end this here. So if there's a message that you want to tell everyone listening, what would that one message be?
My message will be believe in yourself. Never give up on yourself and never sell yourself short. So, yeah, just always believe in yourself. Believe in your ability and what you can do. It might not look right today. It might not look right tomorrow. But just know that, like, you'll get there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Henley, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure finding out more about you.
And it has. It's been great to find out these. Like, we wouldn't see this in you, so it's been great to get an inside look on what it's like to be you. Well, yeah.
No, seriously, thank you for having me. Like, you guys have been amazing. The podcast is incredible. I can't give you guys enough credit for coming here and doing this. You made the whole experience comfortable for me. And the questions have been, like, tip-top. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed that episode. Follow Official Noosa on Twitter. Thank you. Yay! Well done, everyone. It was great. So good. We don't need this
absolutely
bit.
Absolutely incredible.
We just leave it in. Yeah. Like, literally, give us a raise, please.
Just leave it in.